Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. This week, I want to dig into something and talk about something that might make some people feel away, but it's okay. I actually don't care. I'm totally fine with that because I feel like I need to say some things that have been needing to be said, and I've sort of talked about them in other spaces, but this is my first time digging into this topic here with you all. So what I want to talk about today is the fact that women's empowerment is the scam of 2018. Let me let that sink in for you. Women's empowerment is the scam of 2018. It's the latest scam. I'm sorry to break it to you. And I've been saying that if you're an aspiring coach or community builder, I've talked about this on definitely Instagram Live, that using the words women's empowerment or live your best life in your materials that are supposed to be there to entice people to want to book your services or work with you or become a part of your programs and things, don't use those words. That's my advice. Don't use those words because they are so played at this point. They are overused. They are transparent. People see right through them. They have absolutely no depth. It tells me nothing about what you truly stand for and what you really want to offer to me. It is very, very generic when you say, oh, I'm a women's empowerment coach. Okay, that's great, but what does that mean? What does that look like? What does that really entail? What does that actually tell me? Nothing. So a part of the reason that I really felt it on my spirit to talk about this today was because last week I watched an episode of Law & Order SVU. And for those who don't know, I am a crime drama junkie. I love crime dramas. So Law & Order is one of my shows. And it was so funny because I know it's official now that women's empowerment is like, ugh. It's an interesting space right now. And I know that it's overplayed and there's a lot of people operating in the space that probably don't mean women as much empowerment as they say they do. So the top of the episode, they say, the writers, obviously, because that's who writes the script for the show, the writers include some lines in the storyline that says basically every year there's a new big scam of the year. There's something that you're going to find a bunch of people doing to get over or try to get over on the masses. Camouflage them so that they'll buy into and believe whatever they're trying to sell. And they say, women's empowerment, that's the new scam of 2018. And just to give you a little context, so the episode was about this man who was running in a women's empowerment group. This man had all these women around him, but he was manipulating them. He was saying things that he knew they wanted to hear, and he was manipulating them financially and in other ways too. But the biggest thing is that he was just manipulating their minds, period, to get them to do the things that were most beneficial for him, not necessarily for them. So that's why I really felt like I needed to dig into this on today's 7 Minute Sunday. And get ready, because this week is a bit of a rant. And it's a bit of a rant because I need you to be aware. I need you to be aware. I need you to be requiring more. And I need you to be operating from a space of clarity. So I'm hoping that with everything that I'm going to spew and say, something will click for you so that you don't get duped. Now, let me be all the way honest with you. And this may sting a bit. Some of your favorite women that you follow online don't care about you. Now, how do I know this? Because I see it in their action. I see things behind the scenes. I see through the facade. And I know that that's a harsh pill to swallow, but that's the real. And if you know anything about me at this point, you know that I'm a straight shooter. That's all I know how to be. So I definitely have examples of this, but you know, and stories that I could share that will probably like blow your mind. So many things that I've heard, you know, just let me know that the real on top of it all is that they don't want you to know. It's all about the money. And largely I'm talking about people that operate heavily on social, online. There's a lot of really, really good organizations created specifically for women, online and offline, that have existed for years. Years. They have huge memberships. They do great things for women individually and as a community. They have a presence within the space of helping women to where you know it's not a game. You know it's not a joke. But what I'm really talking about is the people that we see online that represent themselves in a way that seems like they're there for us. But when you really get down to it, you can figure out what their true intentions are. And for a lot of them, the true intentions are, it's the money. They look at what other people have done and have seemingly achieved in terms of financial status by getting a buy-in from a certain group, namely women, and they want to replicate that. They think it's easy. They think, why not? Why shouldn't I? You know? But the thing that I need you to be aware of and paying attention to, and where I need you to be operating from a space of clarity, is what are the intentions? What are this person's intentions? There was this video that went viral this week, I think it was, and it was from this young man who won sort of like an influencer award at an award ceremony. And his speech when he accepted the award made so much sense. And I think it really came from a very humble place. He was talking about how all these people online want to gain influence, right? And social clout and status. But for what? You want to influence people to do what? If your influence is everything that it should be, you can potentially influence a whole heap of people to do some really great things. But what he was pointing out is a lot of what's happening is, let me just break this down. Influencers and people with social clout get paid off of other people's buy-in to them. So when you are looking at people in all their latest fashions and all of this stuff, the part that you need to remember is if they didn't have your buy-in or somebody's buy-in in their audience, this would not be possible, right? That's just the bare bones of it. And so what this young man was saying was, you know, we are influencing people, but influencing them to do what? And that is a real, real question. That's something to truly think about and also understand as the person who they're seeking to influence. Now, I know that there's a lot of you who are listening who are going to be like, I'm strong. Oh, no, not me. They don't faze me. You know, I'm not worried about what they're saying or doing or whatever. You know, you're going to think that you're exempt. But I can tell you, on some level, you're not. We're all being influenced by people, circumstances, situations, all of this stuff. We're being influenced by the world at large every day. Every day. It's not that influence is a bad thing. It's not that having someone's attention and getting them to do certain things because you say it is a bad thing. It's just there is an onus that has to be placed on the person who is doing the leading, who is doing the influencing. When it is not coming from a true, honest space and a space that is really meant to help other people, namely women, that's what we're talking about right now, that's when it concerns me. That's when it's like this red flag. And so I really encourage you to find your inspiration and your strength from real people around you. Real people who are doing amazing things and willing to pour into you in real life, sometimes expecting absolutely nothing in return. Find those people. And also, when you're online, there are a lot of good people out there who you can be inspired by and look to and all of that. True, true. But what I want you to do and what we're talking about today is seeing past the facade of the people that don't mean you any good. And a part of the way that you can do that is pay attention to people's actions and their interactions. Who are their friends? How do they engage with their community? Watch all of it, because it will tell you everything that you need to know. And it's actually sad, because I see some of y'all under these girls' comments with the best looking life, these girls with the best looking life and the flyest fashions and the most laid hair and the most lavish this and the most Gucci down that. And y'all will ask a simple question like, oh, where's that top from? Crickets. Crickets. You'll leave a compliment. Crickets. Nothing. No response. Yet, that won't stop you from commenting again to this same person who does not even see you. Or at least, they don't care enough to act like they see you. But you know, when they do see you, when they're promoting something, when they want you to buy into something, when you have a question about something that ultimately can lead to an exchange of currency, oh, that's when they see you. When it's time to go to their event, their brunch, their soiree, whatever it is, that's when they see you. So that's what I want you to pay attention to. Pay attention to the real actions. People's actions will always speak louder than their words, than what they simply say. I really just want to make sure I drill this home for you and you really feel me and you understand, because sometimes I just look at this stuff and I'm like, wow, this is crazy. This is actually crazy, because some of these same people who are preaching women's empowerment, they won't even respond to a DM with a simple question. They won't even respond to a message, like we said, in a comment section. You're at an event, you can't get their actual contact information. And if you do, the response to an email that you send may not be from them. It may be from someone on their team. Now, I understand there's a lot of people that have really hectic, busy lives. You know, we get inundated with emails. There's all these things happening. Life is happening, all this stuff. So there's plenty of reasons why one could not have the time or capacity to engage with everyone in their community. But it's all about the effort that's made, though. So even if you can't respond to every person's email who's in your community and reaches out to you, maybe you could make an effort to respond to some of their social posts. Maybe you can make efforts in other ways. Maybe you can host things that have no fee involved where they can engage with you and connect with you to, you know, maybe get some of this empowerment that they're looking to get from you as this woman who's supposed to be empowering women. So if you don't see that kind of stuff happening, I want you to really question this person who you are looking to that is claiming to empower women. Because they will speak one thing and say that this is what they want to do and they're going to help you and sis, I got you and all of that. But when it comes time for them to support you, where will they be? Will they be there? Do they have your best interest at heart? Because you're always there for them. And when I say there for them, your engagement is you being there for them. So they can't be there for you. Yet they scream women's empowerment. Yet they constantly want you, the lemmings, to support them, to attend their event, to buy what they're promoting and watch their videos and listen to their this and that. But what have they done for you lately besides flex on you? Because that's half of what's happening is the flexation. I just absolutely made that word up. The flexation is real. Everybody wants to flex on everybody else. And so then it's like, are you empowering me or are you kind of like just trying to shine on me? I'm not really sure what's happening here, you know? So just be aware, be cautious of who you give your attention to. Everyone is not worthy of your attention. Everyone is not worthy of your buy-in. And know that. Look for the genuineness in people. If you're a genuine person, don't you want to be around other genuine people? Don't you want to connect with other genuine people? Don't you want to build relationships with people who are genuine? I don't know about you, but I have absolutely no time for the fakeness. That won't do anything for me. That won't get me anywhere. That won't help me. That won't enlighten me in any way. By participating with people that are fake? No. Or don't have my best interests at heart, yet they act like they do? No, we can't do that. We can't do that. And so this rant was inspired by that Law & Order episode, because when I heard them say that, I'm like, now you know it's real. Law & Order is ripped straight from the headlines. So now you know it's real. So it was inspired by that. And then also an email exchange that I had with someone that showed me a side of somebody else too, who talks a good talk. Talks a good talk will make you think that they care about you and they care about the community that they're building. Yet, they have no intentions on actually pouring into this community. And the proof is in the pudding. If I can't see it in your actions, then you ain't real. It ain't real. It's not, okay? So I hope you're inspired to get out there and build real life relationships that inspire you. Look on the inside too. Find that guiding light that you need from within. Find that. You know, it's really easy for us to look to some people that we don't know, and, you know, online and all of that, to be inspired or to, you know, be encouraged by this grandiose, wonderful life that it seems like they're leading. But there's more to it than that. There's always more to it than that. That's just the facade. So we gotta look deeper than the facade. We have to start engaging and interacting with people that really truly care about us. Even if they don't know us, they care about us. Even if they don't know us, they're rooting for us to win. Even if they don't know us, they're going out of their way to do little things that will help us get to the next level. Because what good is it if you're supposed to be empowering women, yet you up here on this level and you can't take anybody with you? And it's not that you actually can't, it's just that you won't, because you don't care enough. So I'm gonna go ahead and leave that there. I'm gonna stop for this evening. I just hope that I've put a little bit of a bug in your ear, and it just makes you think about some things and the people that you interact with, because that matters. It really does matter who you interact with and who you look to for your guidance and to pour into you. I hope you have an amazing week ahead this week. I hope that you do some great things, learn some great things, experience some awesome things, and just surround yourself with nothing but goodness. As always, keep killing it.